This is the Outliers Edge podcast, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by taking them to the edge of their comfort zone so that they can lead us to the edge of what's next. I'm your host, Niyama Ashong. Let's do this. Hello, hello there. Niyama Ashong here, founder of Outliers Edge, where we champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity. I'm actually really excited today because we get to be in a conversation with one of those leaders here. Her name is June Murage. And what was really fun is, I don't know where our conversation is going to go, but right before we hit record today, we were talking about change, hope, and really what the new era of humanity can look like on a local basis, you know? And so I'm already oriented into this conversation, knowing that that hope exists here, knowing that that the energy that comes from change is actually something that we can to leverage and to actually continue to bring into our experiences and beyond. So June, I am absolutely thrilled to be in space with you. And it's not just like a surface level excitement. I can actually feel like my heart is expanding, like my body is just like, oh yeah. And so thank you for being here. Thank you for being someone thank you for the way that you show up in the world. It's good to be in conversation with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So June, let's play a little bit here. And what I like to do here is make sure we orient ourselves into this conversation with us as people, right? And so what I would like to do is just let you know and bring you into this space here by sharing a bit about who you are to me in this moment. That sound good to you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So June, for me, when I think about you, what I think about with you is opportunity and growth. We've known each other for years. And one of the things that keeps coming up is that one of the things that really got me was, I'm like, oh, this person can do anything. You know, this person can do anything here. An element of a dedication to learning new things, as well as like a dedication to both who you are being in space and what comes out, but also like a dedication to your family. Like, it's really awesome to see like how you choose to show up in the world and like be there both for your family and what I would call, like, you may not think of it this way, but like your extended family. I know that the work that you do like in the world, like invites other people to come and be a part of it, invites other people to have an experience, to step into something, to take advantage of what is available to them and to grow them along the way here. I see you as someone who brings that out to life and like plays with that. And I also trust you. You're one of the people that I trust to like bring me back into focus. You know, I trust that like, it doesn't always, like the thing about you is that like, you'll say what needs to be said so that we can like really address the core matter at hand. And as a visionary leader, as a person that has a huge, like, there's a lot going on for me. I really respect and value like your ability and your ability to see what needs to get done, but most importantly, your willingness to actually express it. Not everyone is able to say the things that most people won't say, and you do. And you do it in a way that actually like brings me back into alignment more than, and like, it's, you're able to do it in a way that just works. So I'm glad to be in space with you. I really like, I acknowledge you for who you are. And I cannot wait to explore more about you, how you operate in your world, how you see your world, and take it on from there. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate your words. They definitely just especially when you say that I am willing to speak up my mind, yeah, that helps, and that's awesome to know, because at times when speaking my mind, I'm like, what if I'm crossing a line? What if, you know, I don't come back from this? Or what if it's gone above the other person wrongly? But, you know, eventually when I do it, it's always the right thing. Yeah. As long as it's done with love and, you know, the intention that it's not criticism or anything. It's just an observation, mostly, so.
So here goes my thing for you in this conversation. I don't know where this conversation is going to go. My thing for you is like, please try and cross the line at least three times in this conversation. All right. I'm not interested in wherever the line is. I am so much more interested in having a conversation with the June that crosses the line than the June that doesn't, you know? And just to like, to play a little bit with it here, just to give yourself some room to just like, honestly said, just not hold back. And to just let you out. You know something, one of the things I like to say is like, we're gonna have our conversation, but what's more important is how we have our conversation, not what gets said in our conversation. So if this can be, if I get excited for the conversation where it's like, oh, we just crossed the line. I don't know what we do in that world. And the way that we navigate that to me is more important than like being able to stay safe and kind of talk about all the right things that just sound right. You know, this should be an experience for both of us that we can then that can then get translated to a different way later on. How does that sound to you? Right, cool. So I shared a little bit about like who you are to me. Why don't you share a little bit about yourself here? Like who, what would you love us to know about you?
I am a mom. I'm a mom, a wife, and a writer. Actually, I think that's mostly the most interesting thing, because that one I had to work for. Because being a mom, it's not something you work for, it's something that you have to adapt and, like learn how to do it every day, and you have no choice, step by step. But with being a writer is something that I had to work for. It's something that I had to actually trust. I had to actually believe in myself to call myself a writer, because I was not, the confidence of just putting my work out there wasn't there, and just believing that my words can have an impact on someone, that took a minute. But once I actually was there, it's transformed me, and now I confidently, anywhere I go, you ask me what I do, I write. Even my kids, "Mom, what do you do? Why don't you go to work like Daddy? He goes to work in the morning and comes back in the evening." I'm like, "I am always on that laptop. I write. I'm a writer." So yeah, so that's something I'm proud of. Yeah, that I'm proud
Can I
of
speak
that.
to that really quickly? Yeah. Like I love that element of like of owning that, right? Of like I am a writer. Like this is what I do. It's not and it's, and there's an interesting element. There's that what you do, the action I write, you know, but then I'm also hearing like an identity element. The identity is strong where it's like, no, I'm a writer, you know. So it's like it's not just they don't live in separate worlds. They're like they don't one does not necessarily mean the other, you know. I've cooked, but I'm not a cook, you know. I played sports, but I wasn't an athlete until this year, you know. And what I hear from you is like it's like you know that like you're a writer, and that is what like leads through.
Yeah, that is it. Whenever I actually ask myself or even try to see what am I about, every single time I sit down to just evaluate myself, my basics, it always comes back to the writing, Every single thing, no matter how much I veer outside and try to do other things, every single time just comes back to the ground, to the basics, which is I am a writer, which is hopefully one day I'll be an author. So
Oh, what's the difference? What's the difference for that for you? And then I want to get back into like more about you in this place, but I am a little curious. What's the difference for you between being a writer and an author?
actually, I have published books, but they're free.
Okay, so yeah, so real quick, like that was one of the things in there. I'm like, hopefully one day I'll be an author, right? So it's almost as if like right now you've done the action of author. I don't think it's like I don't know if there's a verb for it. Maybe it's you've done authoring, you know. Like you've done the action, but the identity hasn't come along with it yet. That's interesting, right? Because I write, I'm a writer. Identity comes with the action. I author, I'm an author. That part has not come together yet. Am I getting that?
Yes, because every single time someone, "Oh, what have you written?" You don't send them to your free books. You can, but it's still, there's still that It's still that lack of like I don't know, it's you're saying it's like the identity hasn't come up yet, because I want to get my book on Amazon or somewhere, you know, some I want to hold it physically, I want to hold my book like this with my name on it, you know. But especially actually that the reason as to why I do not call myself an author is because I met someone some time back, someone in church. After service ended, some guy walked up to me with a book. He's someone I don't talk to. We've probably like met once or twice. Said hi. I know his name is Bernard. Dude comes and says, "Hey June, I have a book I wrote. Would you like care to like? Would you buy it from me and promote me and all that? It's like $10." So I was like, "Ooh, so you're a writer?" He's like, "No, I'm not a writer. I'm an author." I was like, dude, okay, I'm sorry. So, and in that moment, I am probably calling myself an author because I have free books, you know, I have free books that I have posted on these free sites. But the moment he said that, I felt like he took something from me, my identity, because he has a book that he's holding and he's saying, I'm an author. I was like, okay, so maybe I'm not there yet. So that's it.
It's not like if you're good with this year, like I'd love to explore this further. Are you good with that?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and it, okay is not really a world that I live in. So if it's just like okay, we'll let it go. But if this is the difference between you like walking out into the world and having like being an author and knowing that's like, it's like I like I'm all about owning your outlier, you know. And so I just want to check in. Like, is that something you want to like you'd be down to like just keep exploring here? And no, I think I've been easy on people. I'm like, are you down for this? Like, I just like make it sound like super thing. I'm like, no, like, do you want to step into this and like, let's go through an exploration. It might be 2 minutes. It might be a whole, like, it might be the rest of our conversation. But like, my question is like there's an opportunity here. And so if you want to go down that path, we're good. If not, like, we're also good. But I just want to just see how you want to play.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
okay.
Down.
All right. Yeah, I think what's coming to my mind as you say this here, I'm like, okay. The things in my mind is like the other question is like, all right, so is the difference just because like is it the physical book that like makes you an author? Is it the fact that it's me the person came up to you? So like the scenario is the person came up to you in church and said, hey, like, okay, let me ask you this question. Like, can I ask, like, what got taken away from you?
My identity as an author, you know, because I don't have a physical book that I'm selling. And the problem is not the physical book, it's that I do not have a book that I'm selling, or that I am so confident enough to say, hey, this is good enough to sell. Because yes, I have written books, several actually, I have like four, but they are not clean enough to sell or in that level where they can be sold.
Yeah, and then like just a quick question: did you read his book?
No, I bought it, but it's still here.
Okay, so do you have any idea how good or bad that book is? No, you just gave him money because he asked for it.
Because he cornered me, and I'm not the only one. There was so even my friend, she was like, "This guy just came up to me, and I had no choice."
Is cornering something, someone like what makes someone an author or not, right? And yet you bought his book, and that's part of like the definition here. So I'm playing a little bit with this here, from the standpoint of like, because like I'm really into this element of like outrageously owning your outlier, right? Outrageously owning what's you. This person came to you in church, probably weren't even expecting to have to like go buy anything here. You're like, I'm gonna put in tithes, you know? And next you know, there's a book in your hand. Right. And he's outrageously like owning that he's an author. You know, you have no clue about anything about this person as an author. It wasn't like you're thinking about it. Like, from what I understand, you didn't really know the person, you know. But this person like came out there and declared, hey, I'm an author, you know, and so pay me for my book. And then you're like, I guess I have to give you my money. Like, so like, how would that like, I get really curious about like just because you were so clear about the right versus writer, and then like then and you're like, I have many different books here. The things in my mind, I'm like, oh, is it as simple as like just adding a price tag to it and saying like people must buy this book going forward? Or is it like the physical copy? Like, it seems like you're so close to being an author. Honestly, it feels like it's a mindset thing. I became an athlete, not on the court, but like when I talked to my personal trainer and he was telling me about, like, he's like, oh yeah, you have a really athletic build. I'm like, oh well, like, you know, like one day I like to play sports. Like, yeah, you're like an athlete. I'm like, wait, you think I could be an athlete? And I knew that whether or not he thought it, the moment that I said I was an athlete was the difference. And I feel like you got, like, this guy energetically knew the difference for him. And this is what's coming up for me, Tune. What if you have the order wrong? Mm-hmm. What if you have the order wrong? What if, like from what I hear from you, it feels like if I have a book that is that I can sell, and if that book is physical, then I will be an author, right? It feels like it's that order. What if it's the opposite? What if it's like that person, like, because he knew he was an author, he then made a book that he could sell and got himself a physical copy? What if it's the other way around? That's play with that here. You don't have to go too far into this here. I'm still curious about you in different ways. It's just one of those things where, like, it came up in our conversation. I want to give it some space here. I want to keep exploring some other things here. But, like, I think for me, like, as we have our conversation, I would love to be having a conversation with the author, June, you know, and to see how, like, I'm like, I know what a writer June is going to be. Like, I'm like, I no longer want to have that conversation. I want to talk to the June today who just, like, for the rest of this conversation comes from the place of I am an author, whatever that means, and like see how that changes your language, see how it like changes different things we do, and then we'll keep exploring. We'll see what comes up in here. But are you good to play that game and try that on? It's not as easy as it sounds. So like take a second, breathe into that, and make sure it is what it is that you're looking for.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. So, all right. So now we're going to continue this conversation from the place of being an author here. So let's see what I'm checking in what I'm curious about right now. All right. Well, let me ask you this. How does it feel for me to say, like, hey, for the rest of this conversation, let's have this conversation as an author?
It makes me wonder what would be the difference. How would I show up differently? I feel like it is an identity thing, you're right, because I have books. If being an author is about having a book, I have several, you know, from start to finish, and people read them and they enjoy them. And I think the only identity that I have behind the author thing is that mine do not have a price tag, you know? Yeah, and they are not something that I can sell.
And can I, so that was you as a writer, right? Now let's have this conversation, not get into being an author, but like just coming from the place of being an author, right? Like, great. Like, even if the website has not been updated for it here, come from the place of like the books that you have already written are sellable, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If that's the case here, like, just like, and let me know, like in my mind right now, we're playing a game, right? And I recognize two things, June. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. I want to come in here and celebrate you, right? There's another space that we can have, like, and if you're interested to like go down the coaching element of this here, you know, like there's a space for coaching to come out of this if it's something you're interested in. We can always create some time for that. I know the premise of what I set this conversation up as, so it doesn't need to go down the coaching route. I just want to have the conversation with the author. Like, I just am just that more interested in that one there. And so my ask is, like, for the rest of this conversation, like, and if it, for me, it's going to help me. So I'm going to ask you these two questions here, right? One, can you, let's come from the place that your book is sellable. And then two, that like it has a price point. You don't need to tell me what the number is, right? but it has to be greater than zero cents, you know. We're like, and then we'll just continue. But there's something in there about like talking to the June whose cup is already like half full or more, like, you know, versus the June that's on her way. I get curious. I'm like, oh, if you're an author, then where can we take the conversation? We have to take the conversation to just getting us to this point. It's like, all right, well, if we started from the place that you're already an author, where can we take the conversation from there? Mm-hmm. What's been the most challenging part of this conversation for you so far? Or on the other side, what's been the most exciting part about this conversation so far?
Challenging?
Either challenging or exciting.
Knowing that it's recorded is going to be public.
Yeah? Tell me about that, if you don't mind.
Wow. I am this person who like has this whole this very, very, I don't know if it's a chip on my shoulder. But on the bad side, it's not a good thing at all. It's like, what are people gonna think, or how much impacts, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, that's challenging. But as in, it has also been fun in terms of, for some reason, you just opened the conversation and it became easy, you know. I actually forgot for a minute that it was recorded. I actually forgot that. And then, yeah, I would like to answer the other thing for the author, because I feel like I have an answer.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
How would we have this conversation? Because already, immediately after I thought of myself as an author, I now thought of my impact. That's immediately where I my mind went to. Impact. What am I writing? You know, not just writing words. What am I writing? And what impact does that have on the people that are reading it? So that's where I would go if, as an author who has books, other people, you know, I write Christian stories. Yes. That deal with topics that are not very popular in the Christian world, in terms of like that there are people shy off from them, people like, because we either pretend that they're not happening, or we like to villainize. I'm about to say, to use the word villainize.
You can use whatever words, like you can use whatever word you want. You're an author, condemn. So I trust you. You know words better than I do.
We condemn things that happen, which makes people hide. So sad, you know. It makes people hide from, and the funny thing is, when you're actually going to communities where people are, for example, nowadays is this trend where an influencer on Facebook, mostly on Facebook, where an influencer on Facebook like has a public page, and they, you know, they have a huge following. Now these people who are following him go to his inbox, his DM, and tell him like a secret, you know, would you please publish this for me, and then say this, please hide my identity. I don't know if you've seen such, I don't know if it's happening in your world, it's happening a lot in our world. Publish this for me in your page, ask your followers this for me, and then please hide my identity. Then now the person now posts for them and asks the community, and now people will respond to that. And then what is so interesting is that most of these people are Christians, but they are ashamed and afraid to ask their Christian people, their community that they have around them, because, you know, these things are not talked about. These things are not talked about openly, because the moment you open up and say you have a problem in that particular area, you get condemned, or you get marginalized, and people stop viewing you as the person that they thought you were, you know, things like that. And so for me, my books deal with that. They deal with that. I don't hide. I obviously try to make it PG, but I don't hide. I talk about those things. I even have someone who was like, June, I really like the topic that you're bringing up, because this is not talked about. People do not talk about this. Yet it's happening every single day to almost everyone you know. Why is it not a conversation that people can have? So that's my focus on everything that I put out there. It needs to be a conversation that, especially things that I've gone through. At times I go through stuff and I feel like I'm alone, because I also am not able to reach out to the people around me, because the moment you open up and say certain things, you probably won't even get the help that you need. because at times you just need a shoulder to cry on and just vent and just say whatever your raw stuff. And you do not get that because maybe you receive this kind of backlash or this kind of, oh, it's like being in a space where you're getting unsolicited advice. I did not tell you so that you can tell me what to do. I told you just so that I can get it off my chest, you know? So such things. So yeah, that's what my books are about. Talking about stuff that is otherwise hidden, you know? Mm. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I get that. When you say that, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, go back to what I said about who you are to me. I'm like, you're the person that says things that no one else will say, right? You're the thing that, like, and you say things and you bring things to my attention that are clear as day. They're the conversations I'm having in my head. They're the things I think about, the things I talk about at my table, the things that, like, and you bring them into the common space and you make it something that is like, you call it out. You call it out and you call it in. And as I hear this, I hear the importance of the work that you're doing, which is to give voice to something that didn't have voice before, give voice to something that was only done in a whisper, to take the, and to destigmatize it, like to reduce the shame, to reduce like to reduce the shame that's associated with it and give people a way to process or to move forward or to work through or to heal on topics that are important as humans that are happening to humans, regardless of if you're Christian or not, you know? And given the fact that you're Christian, like how you're still human. So let's make sure we're also addressing this here in this standpoint. Am I getting that part right there? Let me know if I started missing the mark at that point.
Yeah, you're still human, even if you're Christian, obviously, because understanding that and knowing that because you're still having, what are they called, challenges and shortcomings. That's a better word. Shortcomings. You're having shortcomings. Shouldn't be a cause for, like, you know, being marginalized or hiding so badly or so desperately that you're dying inside. You can, and yet there's help outside, you know. There's other people who are not on the path that you're on that are dealing with the same thing that they're dealing, but they are open about it. And since they are not condemned, they actually go and get help, you know. They get help and they get better. But since you're hiding, you don't get help. Then you just die inside, eventually outside.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm like, I'm so glad that you're an author, right? I'm so glad that you're putting, like, and you're doing, and like when you describe that person coming to you in the church, what got to me was like he's doing the things that an author, he's taking the actions that an author takes now, and he knows it, and he's like, don't put me in the box of not doing that because that's not where I'm looking at it. I hear the impact of the words of the works that you have put together. And a part of me is like, all in my mind, I'm like, how can we help make this, like, how do we help make sure that the people who need this get this? Because it's you know, it's a need because you're in these Facebook groups, you see how people are like, they're like, as long, like, I need to be able to process, I need to be able to work through this, but I can't process it with me as the personal label on it, you know? And what I'm hearing from you is like you're courageous enough to put out like these are things that I've been working through. These are some of the topics. These are some of the conversations that happen with people in my world. And I'm going to create some kind of platform. Some people do it through Facebook. You know, you have created characters and a novel and an environment that will help someone like see that process take place and be able to learn and understand and identify and grow through those people there. Like, it's like, it just feels like a really important, like, yeah, impact. I was going to say mission, but I'm like, I need to hear the words of your mission come from you rather than me just like kind of assign it on it. But like, I really do feel I see how you are shaping the next era of humanity from this. I'm just imagining a world of Christians that like can feel like they have the tools to be able to navigate these other human parts of themselves that show up, these taboo topics that are still real and are like working against their psyche, making them question themselves, so on and so forth. And having them show up in ways that are, that end up actually like becoming more defensive rather than actually being in alignment with like their identity as a Christian. So some of these things here I'm making up, I'm kind of like extrapolating from where things have gone. I'm using my own personal experience and how I think about myself and so on and so forth to kind of color things in there. Make it real for me. Let me know if I'm off the mark on anything. But it just feels really important, like the works that you're authoring right now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, good. Can I say something? In terms of the insights, so far, it's not even over the conversation, and I have insight. I have insights. What is in speaking about it, I already knew what I do and what my intention is with the stories that I'm telling. But then I actually, as we're talking, I am realizing that there's people who have reached out and explained and be like, June, I really like this, as in I've never seen such a topic covered in here before. Thank you for actually taking the time to do it, you know. And why am I so worried that my books are not priced? Well, they are books, you know. Why am I so worried that my books? Because my agenda with my stories or whatever I write is to impact someone's life, is to change someone's life, to actually even get you to a place where you're questioning maybe a belief that you have, or to actually get you confident enough to, or this one, to get you to realize that you are not alone. That one, that is very, very important, to get you to realize that you are not alone, because that, I've experienced it, the being in a place where you're so broken inside, and you look around you and you do not have anyone you can talk to, you know? Nobody, you don't have anyone you can talk to. And whoever you try to talk to, there's something I was going through and the only person I opened up to lives on a different continent. Nobody that knows me, nobody who has ever seen my face face to face and like this, you know, like in the same space. But the person I had to open up to was someone in a different continent. That's, I don't know, challenging and interesting, I guess. But that, and I'm seeing it every single day. The other day I was sitting, actually on Sunday, I was sitting and I was just thinking in my own space, June, what is your impact? Actually, I was asking myself, what are you about? I asked myself this Sunday or Saturday. And then I remember that every single time I ask myself, that it all comes back to that idea. And then I was on Facebook and then I read a post. Again, those ones for hide my identity. And this guy was going through something in a marriage. He's in a marriage and he's going through something that he cannot speak to anyone else because obviously it's not taboo, really, just a little bit, not even shaming. It's just downgrading for him, you know? And he has nobody else to talk to. So he reaches out to this pastor who posts for him publicly, but anonymously, right? And then I realized I have been there and he's not alone. He's not alone. So there's a need, not only in that particular, in the aspect of writing, but in also in creating spaces that get people to open up and be honest and without judgment. So anyway, all that to say, why am I like so afraid of calling myself an author? Yet the purpose of my words is to impact lives. And I feel like I'm already doing that, so.
Yeah, let's do this here. I want to one of the things that I'm noticing here, and June, this is my invitation for us as we go on here. It's like when you end a sentence, just end it. You know, like there's no need for any anyways or so. Yeah, like I feel like it. I feel your power. It comes through like really palpably. Like and then like it will taper off at the end, right? Put a period underneath and let it just sit, because you are like, what I get about you is that you are confronted. You like, but you confront from a very a positive and impactful perspective, right? Like you are willing to talk about things. You're willing to put out things that people are experiencing, but they're experiencing in silos, is experiencing alone. You're willing to put your, like, oh, let me ask you, are you willing to put your name on this here, right? And maybe that's a thing in the author part here, where I was like, you're willing to put your name out in the world to, like, say, hey, I'm taking a stand for these, for there to be room for this year. I'm taking a stand to let you know you're not alone as well. And then I'm like, are you willing to put your name out on it? I'm like, actually, sometimes some authors use pseudonyms and things like that. So it doesn't mean like you are or not, but like, you don't have to answer that question, but it is, but there's something in there that says like, hey, like, what are you about? Are you taking a stand for it? And whether it's a pseudonym or not, the main thing is that it's out in the world. I'm hearing from you, like, I'm hearing like, oh, what, like, when you're focusing on impact per se, like, I just feel like you have a mission. I feel like you have a mission that you're not saying. And so as a result, you're coming at it as a, like, you're not coming from it from the level of energy that a mission like yours, like, actually requires. You know, a mission like yours, I'm like, I don't know what that person's book is, the person who came to your church and gave you a book there. But man, I'm thinking like what would happen if you brought your book into that space? What would happen if you said, hey, I'm organizing, here goes the book. We're going to talk about this in a month, read it here. And all we're going to do is talk about some topics that most people wouldn't talk about, but they're eating Christians up from the inside out, you know? And like, we need to create space for that, you know? Like there's a part of me that's really looking at this and like, oh, this isn't just like, oh, it's just really like, it has a like deep meaning. So I'm checking in on that as we're talking here. My whole mind, just so you know, and we can always play this game. My mind is like, I'm like, oh, just creating with you on this. Max is creating for you. So I think if we want to play together, then we'd be co-creating together and be like, okay. Like, but I hear that you are opening up conversations through the works that you author, and it continues on from there. When I say any of this stuff here, and I'll put it in this space here, we started our conversation off from the standpoint of change and hope, and seeing examples of change and hope, and how even just having an example can like energize you and make you feel that your future has room to grow. But I think when I hear you speak right now, I hear like that you author books that do that, that give people change and hope and help them know. And the hope is, the change and hope comes from the standpoint of like, I'm not alone.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna start wrapping up this conversation here. Thank you for playing. Like, I didn't know where the conversation was gonna go, but like, I'm very glad. Like it just ended up being like a couple things you said at the very beginning. I'm a writer, you know, and then one day I'll be an author. And it, like, it took us down this path. And I what I appreciate about you is that you I asked you to have this conversation without trying to like be helpful. Right. I was like, please don't be helpful. And at the same time, like, as we were talking, I was like, oh my goodness, like the actual experience of someone being able to see, like, there was a shift. I felt that like the energetic shift of like, you knew what you were about. You're like, as an author, I'll tell you what I'm about. I'm about impact. And this is what I do. And I was like, this person right there, that's why I wanted to have the conversation. That's why I wanted to have the conversation with you as the author, as opposed to you as the writer, thinking that you, that one day you'd be an author. And we would have had a conversation around like, what do I price it as? How do I get a book in people's hands? When you have this massive mission that is like understated right now, you know, when you're out there like creating impact out there, I'm like, that conversation, that's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So we'll wrap up here with two things. One, let's do this here. This has had some things with like some insights and things like that. So if you want to share anything else that's like flowing through you right now, any other insight that you want to share, feel free to let us know. What's one insight that you want to tap into?
I'm June the other. That feels so good right now because it was an identity issue all along, and because he came so strongly, and it's like I offended him when I called him a writer, you know.
But that's what I want for you, June. Like to that level of offense. Like, I'm not a writer. I'm an author. Why? Because when I'm an author, I have impact, you know. Like you're an author and beyond. One of the things I am is an author. Like that's the thing. I'm like, you should be offended because of the level of service that your books have for people. You should be offended that people aren't buying them. You should be offended that no one knows that they exist. You know, like that element, that the thing that was taken away. I don't think it was taken away. I think he was actually giving you a mirror to say, hey, this is how you can show up in the world if you really are dedicated to the work that you're doing.
Yeah. I guess I was just not in a place to receive it then. Or even I didn't know what to do with it, especially since I was intimidated. Just calling myself a writer was a challenge, so calling myself an author was a dream, you know. Yeah, so that's my insight, that I'm an author, you know, and I have impact. And so that's my takeaway from this.
Literally living the dream right now. Love it.
Yeah.
So June, if someone wants to go and get to continue the conversation, if they want to read your works, whether it's free or it's paid, like how can they continue like the experience with you? What's the best way that they can do that?
Facebook is at June Agi, like JuneAgie. And then that's where I have my writer's page. And then I have an Instagram one that is not as active, but it is something that I'm working on. It's sort of something that I'm working on for this very mission to write things and speak things that are, you know, not very popular. The handle is at she's_worthy. So she's SHES_worthy. That's it.
Now, let's do one last thing here as we end today. And that is, if you had a message right now, June, like a lot of people will go and say like, hey, if you had a message that you want to send to your younger self, what would you go and tell them? My thing here is I call this a time capsule question here. I'd like you to leave a message here in this moment that you would send that like your future self will come to, right? Like what's a message that you would want the June of the future to come to be able to come back in and just know? When she's feeling off of her game, when she's feeling like she's down on herself, what's the message that she just needs to hear?
You are worthy. And your work matters. Yeah. That's it.
And so it is. Thank you so much, June. I'm so glad that we got to be in this space here. Thank you for playing with me in this way. I didn't know where the conversation was going to go. Thank you for being open to like me, like challenging and playing with some things here and feel like, nah, like, wait a minute. We can play at this level. Thank you for being graceful to yourself. And also I want to just acknowledge you for your level of honesty and transparency, like for sharing how you were feeling inside, for sharing the places that were like, that made you feel nervous, as well as a place that made you feel growth. And then like for choosing to be, for being willing and open to exploring that here. I see you. And I think that we all get a chance to see you even more fully. And I cannot wait for like right now, I'm making sure that my world gets to see you. I cannot wait for your world to see you even more fully.
Thank you. Well. Thank you.
We're just getting started. Take 10 seconds to think about your greatest insight from today's conversation. And if you're ready to go and bring this to a deeper, more applicable level for you, come and join us in an upcoming masterclass. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass to be coached live and to bring your aspirations, your goals, and your challenges and have them handled in real time. This is high flame, high impact, high transformation. Go to outliersedge.com/masterclass and come experience your next level of leadership.